Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
News from the FBI that attacks could occur at state capitals around the country. And you have a story about increased security.
These were pretty serious bulletins issued by the FBI about concerns about armed protests potentially planned for all 50 state capitals between now and next week with the inauguration of President-elect Biden. So yesterday, outside the New York State Capitol in Albany, the state police really boosted security. There were armed troopers around the perimeter. They've also bolstered various barricades, which they started doing that last week, but they were back at it the last couple of days, adding more security. The state police spokesman who we talked to yesterday said this is something out of an abundance of caution. But he said, you know, hey, we're aware of these reports about the possible protests, and we're trying to be prepared. They'll be talking to local law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and coordinating, you know, what they do in the coming days. And as early as today already, there are some kind of demonstrations that will be happening down in that area around the Capitol. Of course, anytime there are demonstrations, there's potential for counter protests. So they're going to have their eye on this very carefully.
Now to an interesting story. I guess a historic Saratoga battle painting was the topic of some concern during the Capitol insurrection. Explain.
So last week, many of us saw these very dramatic images that were all over social media and TV about an individual who was seen at the rotunda at the Capitol carrying the lectern that was believed to belong to Nancy Pelosi. And in the background behind him, there was this huge painting that a lot of people have seen if they've been in the rotunda. It's one of the few pieces of artwork in there. And it's a very famous painting that depicts a critical seen during the, you know, the battles of Saratoga and what is considered the turning point of the American Revolution. So this is this painting called The Surrender of General Burgoyne. And there's parts of it that are not exactly perfectly accurate in terms of historically, but it is very significant in our area especially. And so we talked to a handful of local historians who said they were watching last week and sort of in horror, saying there was a special concern that they had about these priceless historical pieces of artwork that were there and that were potentially vulnerable. As it turns out, this well-known piece of art was not damaged, but we did talk to a few people that said it was just heartbreaking. And we talked to one local historian up in town of Saratoga, Sean Kelleher, who said, you know, it brought tears to his eyes. There was a fear that as bad as it all was, that there was also going to be collateral damage with some of these historical pieces. It was an interesting little side note in this historical event.
Including the fact that it was fought in Stillwater, not Saratoga.
Yes, exactly.
Shout out to our friends in Stillwater. Miles Reed, he is the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us each Wednesday. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.